Wendy, hold that thought for just a second. We go to the super celebrity weather hotline because our friend Andy Avalos, a meteorologist superior over at Channel 5, is on the line with us right now. Andy, how are you, sir?
Well, at the moment, my hands are frozen and I'm thawing out in my car, but I'm well. Happy New Year both to you.
Happy New Year.
I understand that Wendy had surgery. I did not know that.
Why, would you have come to visit me?
I would have. Okay, well, maybe I would have pretended I would have.
But Andy, do you still do, for a while you were doing surgical forecasts where you would talk about the weather in the room where a surgery was being done. Are you still doing those or not?
I would have loved to have been side by side with you doing that. I would have held your hand.
I'll tell you, I did have a knee replaced, and I am not going out because this frigid freeze has been going on for how many days, and when will it end?
Well, you know, obviously today is day 11, if you've been keeping track, that we've had daytime high temperatures that have remained below 20 degrees. And so we're tying records. We'll make it through tomorrow, which will be day 12, with a daytime high that has remained below 20 degrees. And we all know our overnight lows in many locations have been well below the zero mark, and wind chill values have been in the minus 25 to minus 35 range. Even a few spots have pushed minus 40. So the good news is the relief is just over the horizon. So get by today, get by tomorrow. And there's a little mini January thaw on the way starting as early as Sunday.
Now, will this happen again? I thought it was supposed to be a mild winter that we would expect this year. Doesn't seem to be the case just yet.
Just yet. Well, this is my analogy. If you think about the freezer, whenever you open the door, you get that initial blast. And then if you leave the freezer open long enough, it seems to ease just a bit. Well, we have been bleeding that freezer up north now for a couple of weeks. So I think the pattern will shift, and already with this thaw coming in starting on Sunday. Now, we're not talking a heat wave here, but relative to what we've been through the last couple of weeks, you'll definitely notice the difference. We should be able to go for 5 days in a row now with temperatures at least 30 degrees or warmer starting on Sunday. And I think either Wednesday, perhaps Thursday, will be the warmest day when we have a shot at upper 30s, maybe low 40s. Then we will trend colder again after that. But back to my analogy, once you bleed so much of this cold air off, it takes a while to recharge when you close the door on your freezer. So I think that we're likely to see the temperatures moderate as we head into at least the next few weeks. So I think that we'll actually get a milder spell, and hopefully the overall winter will not be as harsh as it has been.
When, I know now, Andy, I know you have to go. I just want to ask you really quickly, how long can somebody be outside and exposed to this very, very cold weather before they have to worry about wind chill? Not wind chill, but frostbite.
Frostbite.
Hopefully, yeah, and frostbite. Really, it's down to minutes. I mean, if you're outside for 10 minutes when it's this extreme, and when I'm talking about overnight lows into the early morning hours, it literally is a matter of 10 minutes or less. During the day, if you're appropriately dressed, you can be out for a period of time, maybe even an hour or two, go in, come back out, go in, come back out. But if you're outside for 30 minutes in this type of weather with exposed skin, you're talking hypothermia and frostbite and severe conditions. So it's so important that you cover your extremities, you limit your time outdoors, and one last thing, of course, check on the elderly and always bring your pets in.
Yes.
Extremely harsh weather because it's deadly for them as well.
When you say check on the elderly, you mean Wendy, don't you?
Stop it.
Well,
I had my knee replaced, not my hip.
Knee surgery, that's right. Well, one thing leads to another, Wendy.
It always does. So keep your extremities covered, Wendy. Andy, thank you so much. It's
always
fun to talk to you. I wish it was under warmer conditions, but it will be soon.
Well, you know what? Cold hands, warm hearts, buddy.
That's what they say. That's what they say. That's our friend Andy Avalos from over there at Channel 5 at NBC 5. Thanks, Andy.
Okay, I love you guys.
Love
you too.
Happy
2018.
All right, take care.
Right back at you.
Bye. One of the nicest guys in the whole world, Andy Avalos. Wendy, I mentioned this yesterday. Usually I walk the river walk between our station, Tribune Tower, and the train station, Ogilvy. And now, this time of year, I run it. As soon as I get out of here, I make that run. But I can feel during that run the tips of my fingers, the tips of my ears, part of my nose. You can just feel it starting to tingle. And I always wonder, does that mean that frostbite is on its way? As soon as I start to feel that tingle, I start to get a little bit nervous.
I think that's how it begins. Yeah. And then it gets numb and then it falls off.
Oh.
So
if any part of me falls off... Thanks. Thanks. All right, let's take a quick break. Solid advice.
Thank you.
A quick break and then a lot more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.